I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Protests have spiked all around Haiti as people are calling for Prime Minister Ariel Henry's resignation, and not for the first time. But Henry says Haiti's national security needs to be brought higher before general elections can take place. Rosalind DeHart with For Haiti with Love says their clinic has remained open and they give out what food they can.
One egg costs 50 cents, but not everybody is able to get that 50 cents. With the riots happening this week, the food prices went up even higher. They might eat one time a day or two times a week. I mean, it's whatever they can afford.
When people ask why they're giving them help for free, For Haiti tells them that Jesus paid the price for them already. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And approximately 1,300 languages still lack God's Word, but that number is shrinking at a faster rate with every passing year. John Chestnut, president and CEO of Wycliffe USA, recently visited a church translating scripture in Madagascar.
They drafted four full Bibles in 4 years, and then they said, hey, we want to get the quality better. Can you come help us?
They'll dedicate four completed New Testament translations this summer. The translations are part of Vision 2025, a goal Wycliffe set to begin translating scripture into every remaining language by the year 2025. Praise God that churches like the one in Madagascar are stepping up to the challenge, and pray that the remaining languages without scripture will start translation by next year.
An answered prayer is that God is raising up His church around the world within these contexts.
And pray that the remaining languages without scripture will start translation by next year. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.